It's time for Minecraft Me, the show that's all about Minecraft. From beginning level to expert, we'll show you what you need to know to survive in the world of Minecraft. With Joseph Falby and Chase Nunes, what's coming up on this episode?
Redstone, redstone, redstone. On this edition, we cover redstone. We also talk about real basic pistons, cover the top Minecraft news, and your Minecraft messages on this edition, episode number 11, recorded on Thursday, November 17th, 2011. Hey everybody, welcome again to another edition of Minecraft Me, the show that is entirely about the creative sandbox game called Minecraft, where me, myself, gets to, learn and fail sometimes and get scared by ghasts and going into the nether for about 10 seconds if you watch the last episode. But yes, it's time again to learn, and this is episode number 11, 1 week before Thanksgiving, where we give thanks to people like Mr. Joe Falby, my guide. What's up, Joe? How are you, sir?
Hey, pretty good.
Ready for some turkey? Ready for some Thanksgiving? Ready to eat all that fun
I'm actually
stuff?
Not going to probably have much in the way of turkey. I'm flying down to visit some family on Thanksgiving Day. I'm flying down that morning. So
wow.
I may or may not have any Thanksgiving dinner by the time I get down there. But it's okay, because I think on Saturday the plan is to go out and visit Biosphere 2, which should be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You talked about that, and that seems pretty cool. Very cool.
I'm really looking forward to it. So
awesome.
The movie Biodome was so good, I'm really looking forward to seeing the actual
you're,
real thing.
You're hoping to run into Pauly Shore?
Yeah, totally. I can beat him.
yes. I wanted to address one thing at the top of the show before we get rolling. Actually, two small things. First off, I received an email. It was an email saying, hey, I listen to the show, love the show, but I usually skip past the beginning part of the show because we want to see the action. We don't want to see the blah, blah, blah talking. Well, this is the way our show is. We have a structure. We do some banter. We do some news. Then we talk. We do some gameplay. And then we follow up at the end of the show with emails, questions, and feedback. So Minecraft messages. So that's the structure of our show. We're happy with it. We're trying to – if there's other shows out there. Obviously, there's lots of great Minecraft shows out there. But this is how we do our show. Right, Joe?
That's right.
This is us. This is how we do things. And a lot of you like it. A lot of you do. And we're going to keep doing it. That being said, if you download the MP3 version, the audio-only version, and you want to keep that version, you must send me an email. The email address, as always, is minecraftme@geekgamer.tv. Let me know if you listen to it, if you do, if it's important to you, because we don't get a lot of downloads off that feed, obviously, because this is a video-driven show, but I did provide it at first for people who wanted that. So if you still want it, let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to kill it and just concentrate on video only. So please let me know. So that being said, it's time to get to the news. Minecraft news. Lots of great Minecraft news this week.
Minecraft news.
First big news of the week is, I don't know, a little thing called Minecon. Small news, just minor stuff. Minecon, not a big deal. It kicks off, and now right now we're recording this live, West Coast time, and it's 3 hours from now that Minecon will be live. I don't know if there's actually someone going to be there 3 hours from now. But anyway, yes, you can watch it, follow it live. IGN is doing live streaming from the show. Lots of great things happening there at the Mandalay Bay. Pretty cool, huh, Joe?
Yeah, definitely sounds cool.
We're not there.
If we were there.
We're not there. Oh, well. That sucks to be us. And other great news, Minecraft is now out on iOS devices. That's right. The Pocket Edition of Minecraft is now available, and it is a universal app, so it will work both on the iPhone and iPad. You don't need to buy separate versions. So if you buy one, it works on both. And the only unfortunate thing here, Joe, is that it's just creative mode and you can join up with your friends on a LAN setting. But that's pretty much it. No, nothing else. No adventure mode or anything like that, right?
Yeah, it's actually almost, I think, it's almost identical to the Android release that shipped out last week or the week before, or actually a few weeks ago now. But it's really close to that. Has a limited selection of materials you can create. There's no adventure mode. No adventure mode, no survival mode. It's crafting or creative mode only. But still yet, it's on iOS, which I think is really cool. I'm sure that Notch did that because he knew there he would sell a lot of copies there too. I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah, no kidding.
So it sounds cool. I haven't picked it up yet. I'm thinking about it. Not sure for 100% yet or not though.
Now, Notch posted on Twitter that the full version would be available this weekend, and actually the full version is out there. You can actually download it right now, and I'm going to explain why we're not using it for this episode. But you can download Minecraft 1.0 right now. No need to delay. It hasn't hit the street yet officially. But there's a link here on the GamePro article to go ahead and download the game. Now, Joe and I have talked about this in the past, and we play this from the just normal, general person's perspective, where we wait for the in-game updater to push us to the next version, and the updater has not done that yet, so that's why we haven't moved to the pre-release versions. That's why we haven't done anything like that, but it should be probably within the next day, next 24 hours or so, it should be pushed out on that platform. Correct, Joe?
Yeah, it should. The official launch date was supposed to coincide with the opening of Minecon, so I guess conceivably it could start pushing out in as soon as 3 hours, which would be really cool. But yeah, we're not updating until the release is officially out there for everybody who's not, following the Twitter or, downloading it that way. Same reason why we didn't move to any of the pre-releases with 1.9.
Gotcha. Very good.
Or the 1.8, for that matter, before it came out.
All right. So any final news that you think we should add, Joe?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Pretty much covers it, indeed. So let me... What I'm doing now is I'm getting all logged into the server here, and let's go ahead and I don't know. What do you guys think? Where the heck are you? I have no idea. Let's play some Minecraft. Maybe. Why aren't you playing? There we go. Damn you! Start playing.
Let's play.
Oh, holy crap. Why am I out in the middle of nowhere?
I was just wondering that.
With no armor, no nothing.
Did you die in the last episode?
No. What the hell's going on? I'm getting hurt. I have nothing. I have nothing in my inventory. I am naked.
All right, do you see me? I'm over here.
Yes.
I'm fighting a skeleton right now.
I'm running to our... What? All right. What the hell happened?
I don't know. I wonder if it lost your player info. I don't know why I didn't lose mine.
I have no inventory. I have no armor. I'm completely naked.
Well, come on into the hovel. This is a good example of why you should keep most of your stuff in the chest inside your house.
Oh, gosh. I'm running.
Remember, double tap forward to run, too, right?
Yeah.
All right, so
what the hell happened?
I don't know. But do you have a different texture set? A different skin set than you used to?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Sorry, that was a little loud.
That was a little loud.
So I don't have anything. I'm naked. I'm upset. Obviously, folks, we didn't plan for this to occur like this, but I don't have anything. I was given a new skin, but that's not my...
Shouldn't matter. Nope.
Is that my new skin or my old skin? I can't tell.
You have your new skin on.
Okay. By the way, someone created a new skin for us. We'll give them credit in the email part of our show. Joe will probably have to take a screenshot because I can't show it.
You can always hit F5 and go to third person. You can see from behind,
but not the front.
Not the front, no.
Yeah. So anyway, on this edition, we're going to be doing some stuff. Actually, we're going to dedicate this episode to Redstone. but obviously I don't have anything in my inventory. I lost everything. I'm very upset right now. The only thing I did, Joe, is I loaded up. Should I quit and rejoin, or is it pretty much a lost cause?
I don't know.
This is crazy, folks.
I'm playing with the. Or go ahead and try disconnecting.
There's a creeper in our water out front.
He'll survive.
Well, I know he will. All right, so I'm gonna quit.
All right.
You gotta love live shows, folks. All right, so I'm gonna rejoin. And I still have nothing.
Well, I don't know. I think
there's no auto save feature to roll back to a previous time on a server, is there?
Not for the characters.
Oh, man. That sucks.
I'm going to kill this creeper before he explodes. He's thinking about it. So I don't know what's going on. That's really strange. But I mean, we have plenty of extra materials, so it's not that big a deal.
All right,
we'll make sure you get some more armor.
Yeah.
Pick up. I think we have some extra. Let's see. But this is a good example of why it's good at the end of a especially online session, throw your stuff into some chests. In case you hey, where'd you get out of here? This is backstage. So let me make you another sword. Make sure you have a sword here.
I am so sad, folks.
Hey, where'd you go? Where's your sword? And what else are you gonna need? You're gonna need a pickaxe. We'll throw you that pickaxe. You're gonna need some armor and stuff.
Wow.
Here's one piece of armor. I'll have to come up with some more. But anyway, that'll get us going anyway. And we're not really going to go anywhere too adventurous this time. We're just going to be playing with some redstone.
Actually, no, this is not the skin that was made for me.
You sure?
Yeah, because my face is still got the red eyes. I can see it in the inventory screen.
The view that I have is different from what you're seeing.
Oh, that's interesting.
In mine, you have headphones.
That's funny. You did take a screenshot, I hope.
I haven't yet, but I will.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're going to be messing around with redstone today. And Joe as my guide. And so we did brush with redstone a few episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how it could be a propellant, really. It can help you. But redstone, obviously, is much, much more than that.
Oh, yeah. Redstone is really, really powerful stuff. It's basically electronic circuits within Minecraft. So people have used it to build computers. I think we've briefly talked about that before. It's got so many different applications that it's really kind of ridiculous, all the different things you can do with it. Let's see, I'm just clearing out all the extra stuff that I don't need in my inventory right now. Yeah, it's really cool stuff. So we're gonna do a little bit. We're just gonna barely touch the surface, though. We're gonna do the plan is to show people quickly how to craft or reasonably quickly how to craft a redstone repeater, which is a really really common thing. We'll do a pressure plate, although we already did a wooden pressure plate. We'll go ahead and do a stone one as well, which is the same thing, but it's made out of stone. We'll do a button. We'll probably do some pistons, just some basic pistons. We're not going to do anything too complicated. We're not going to do any hidden doors yet. But we'll show some basic pistons, how to make a piston.
All right.
And then probably how to turn that into a sticky piston. So
okay.
To get started, over there in the corner.
Yes.
I put a new chest down.
Okay.
And I put all the bits and pieces you're going to need to make a few of these things.
All right.
So if you open that chest up, go ahead and grab everything that's in there, throw it in your inventory.
All right.
And what's the first thing you think we should probably make? I think we should probably start with a redstone torch because that's sort of the base minimum thing that you're going to need.
Now, if I remember, doing this before
mm-hmm.
where basically it's just a stick and a stone.
It's just a stick with some redstone on top.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really simple.
Yeah, so there's a stick.
Just make one, though. Don't make more than one.
All right, so there's my stick and there's my stone and there's my redstone torch.
There you go. Perfect.
All right.
So that's sort of the base thing. What a redstone torch does is it always provides power. We used it when we were doing the powered tracks. It always provides power to a circuit. You can't turn it off. There's no switching for it. Well, I mean, you can put it through a switch and turn it off, but there's no... it's a continuous power source, I guess, is what I mean to say. So the next thing, why don't you go ahead and do a... Sort of the next logical thing is a lever.
All right.
A lever's not something we've done before. But it's pretty simple. All you need is a block of cobblestone and a stick.
All right. So let's see. Let me go ahead and cobblestone. Or actually, there's my cobblestone. One of those. And then a stick probably there. One of those. Actually, it's probably the other order, I would assume. There it is. There's my lever.
Okay. So a lever is something you can use to turn on and off. When it's on, it does provide power. When it's off, it doesn't provide any power. Obviously, that's why it's a lever to turn on and off.
Just, it's a wall switch.
Right. It's a wall switch. You can stick it on the wall if you want to and then run circuitry behind it to get powered at other devices.
All right.
So the next thing is probably a button.
Okay.
Now, button's a little bit different. For the button, you're actually probably going to want to use the...
Stone, right? Just normal stone.
Just normal stone, yeah. Not the cobblestone.
All right, so... now, the good news... I just tossed those out.
I just threw it on the ground.
Yeah, now, the good news here, folks, is that what I've been crafting so far doesn't require you go to your crafting table.
Right, everything so far only uses up to two blocks.
Right, so I'm going to go ahead and...
There's a button, and you got the button. It's just two things, two blocks of regular stone stacked on top of each other.
Yep, really easy.
So the next one, so we've gotten a button, we've gotten a lever, and we've got the redstone torch.
Right.
We did do a pressure plate before. Let's go ahead and do another pressure plate just to show that off, but let's do the stone pressure plate this time instead of a wooden one. And, of course, that, just like the wooden one, It's just two simple stone blocks. In this case, you want the smooth stone or the regular stone. You just put them next to each other.
That's right.
You don't need the crafting bench.
Real easy stuff. Two next
really
to each other.
Simple.
And there's Now, let me ask this stupid question, since it is my job to do so. We already have a wooden pressure plate. Why would you want to use a stone? Is it just for aesthetic reasons?
It's really just for aesthetics, yeah.
Okay.
And it's a stone pressure plate is going to be a little bit harder to destroy. It'll take more wax. You'll have to use a pickaxe instead of a regular axe.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's just mostly aesthetic. So if you're building a structure and you don't want to have these out of place, miscolored, you know, things, if you have an all wood floor, you don't want to put a stone pressure plate down because then it'll look funny, and vice versa. If you have all stone, you don't necessarily want to put a wood pressure plate down because it'll look out of place.
Gotcha.
A lot of people also use it for traps, usually against other players, you know, pranks and stuff like that. So
they
have a whole bunch of stone pressure plates are a little harder to see, that sort of thing. So
can monsters know the difference between a wooden and a stone as well? Like,
monsters don't see the difference. The other difference is because the wood is a lighter pressure plate, you can drop an item on it and have it activate. So if you step away from that for just a second,
sure,
I'll throw this chicken and you see it activate.
That's cool.
That's really good, and thanks, Mouse, for reminding me of that. He's in the chat room, just posted about that. That's really good if you're building a monster harvester, which is something we're going to do eventually, where you're just killing mass things. And you can use this as a method to notify you at a distance that something has been caught in your
trap. That's cool.
That sort of.
Okay, I like that.
So,
all right.
So that's what there's a pressure plate. So that's pretty simple.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into something a little more complicated.
All right.
We're going to go ahead and do a redstone repeater. And redstone repeaters go by a lot of different names. Some people, I've heard some people call them diodes. Some people call them timers. It just varies. Officially in the game, they're called redstone repeaters.
All right.
This one, you're probably going to need a little bit of help with, and you will need the crafting bench. You can't. It's more than two blocks wide.
All right, so I'm going to head over to the crafting bench, and there we go.
So a redstone repeater,
all right,
is going to have a base of three smooth stone blocks, one piece of redstone in the middle, and then two redstone torches on either side.
All right, gotcha.
Didn't ask if you had enough redstone. Do you have enough torches?
I only have one torch.
There you go. Now you have a few
Thank
more.
Thank you. All right.
So go ahead and build that. And
well, let me think of this logically here. So okay. Obvious. Now, just to let you know, folks, I mean, there are tools out there. There's a Minecraft.net,
which is something we talked about at the very first episode.
We did. So, but I'm going to try to think of this logically. So let's say, all right, so I have seen what a repeater looks like. It kind of looks like two light bulbs going back and forth.
I'll actually throw one. I have one in my inventory. I'll go ahead and throw one on the ground right here. So there's a redstone repeater.
Huh. Yeah. So it's like two little things sticking up, and then the stone base.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to my crafting bench here and kind of. Well, let's see. Well, I know that the base is probably two or three wide. It's probably three wide. So, and I only have, there we go, I have enough stone. So there's the three, and that's a stone slab. So, all right. I need more torches, so I need at least two. I bet you the redstone goes in the middle, right? So the torches are going to go probably on the outside. And maybe redstone in the middle. Hey, what do you know? Touchdown.
So there you go. There's your repeater.
Sweet.
And the cool thing about that, and we'll talk a little bit about what some of these things do. We're not going to get too complicated. We're not going to build an ALU or anything ridiculous like that. Mostly because I'm not an electrical engineer, and I don't think you are either.
No. and I think we'll get there at some point, of course, but you know, we're slowly gearing
I'm
up.
Not going to school to figure out how to make an ALU in Minecraft. Thank you very much. We might go to somebody else's server or bring in an ALU.
We'll bring someone in and have them explain it. Yes.
So here's the one I throw on the ground real quick. And what you can do is this is actually pretty cool. I'm going to throw a trail of mine of material out there,
okay,
of a little bit of redstone, and put a button out there.
All right.
Now, what I'm going to do on the other side is I'll put another few pieces of redstone out. Now, when I push this button, watch what happens down at the other end.
Okay.
See how it lights up right away?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if I reset this, so see how I right-clicked on it and I moved this...
The switch.
Now, if I step on it, see, there's a delay.
Oh.
So... by adding these together, you can introduce delays into your circuits.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, a great example would be if you're building a hidden door, you want the pieces to slide in and then slide forward to totally obscure the door. So in order to do that, you have to delay the slide forward. Otherwise, it's going to try to slide forward into a wall that's already there, and it's going to mess everything up.
Right, I got you. Okay.
So that's primarily what it's for.
All right.
Now, I actually, so is that the last thing we were going to build? Oh, we were going to do pistons. Let's do a piston.
All right.
I think you have enough materials to still do a piston. Let's see. What do you still have in your inventory?
I got some slime balls.
Okay.
Iron ingots.
We need some cobblestone.
I do have that. Sticks.
Okay. We need some cobblestone. We need some iron. An iron ingot.
I do, yep.
Some wood. Do you have any wood?
Wood planks. Yep. Got
good.
That.
And we need, some redstone, which you still have plenty of redstone. So there you go. You want to try to figure it out?
Oh boy. Well,
let me throw one on the ground.
Throw one on the ground for me.
Here's an example. I'll throw one over here.
Whoa.
So there's a piston and I'll show it to you.
It looks sideways, or is that the way it's supposed to be?
Well, I put it sideways. You can orient it whatever direction you want.
Oh, well, what's the normal way of having it oriented? Is that the way it's supposed to be?
Well, in the build, it's actually oriented this way.
I see. Okay.
So in the crafting bench, it's oriented this way with the top.
That's what I want to know if I'm going to try to figure this out. So, all right. Well, let's see. Well, wood's on top, stone's on the bottom. Usually, if it's oriented that way on the crafting on this, it's probably that way in the bench. So, let's see here. All right, so stone on the bottom. Well, actually, wood on top. But probably just one thin layer of it, I would assume, maybe. All right, so I'm going to go 3 across the top. Redstone. See, this is where I'm getting kind of a roadblock, because there's the stone involved. But where does a stone go? Or I'm sorry, cobblestone, right? I'm using cobblestone.
Yeah, using cobblestone.
Yeah. Gosh. How many pieces of cobblestone am I using? Like 5 or no?
4. You just need 4.
4.
And you're going to fill in all 9 squares on the crafting bench.
All right. So the redstone, well, it went in the middle of the other one last time. And then you asked me if I'm using iron, so that'd probably be one other piece. No, that's not
it. We'll take a look at the extended.
Oh crap! I threw
the piston behind you that's extended.
Okay. Whoops.
And see if you can spot where the iron is. Actually, it doesn't really show. That's terrible. But think of the support in the middle that pushes up the wood. Think of that as being the iron piece.
Oh, so maybe that's in the middle. Oh, I get it. All right, so wood's on top. The cobblestone's probably on the sides. And then iron's in the middle. Whoops. And that probably leaves a redstone at the bottom. It's got to be. Yay! There you are.
Go.
Sweet.
So there's a piston. That's the thing that a lot of people really were looking forward to in Minecraft. Pistons started out as a mod somebody else made. And they were incorporated into Minecraft with 1.8, I want to say, but I'm not totally certain on that. Might have been 1.7. Yeah, it was 1.7. I'm sorry. It was 1.7. Or 1.7. Anyway, it was incorporated into Minecraft. The important thing to keep in mind with pistons, and actually, let's head down here. I built a little test chamber that we can use. I just dug this out. Oh, geez, there's a skeleton in there. Stupid skeleton. All right, skeleton's dead. You can come in.
How did he spawn?
I don't know, but it's just annoying. So, something important with pistons is when you plant one, the extending part will always face you.
Oh, okay.
So you see how I was looking towards that direction when I planted that piston? That's the direction it went. If I come to the back and I plant one and I'm facing the back of that one and I plant one, you'll see it's facing opposite.
I see. Okay.
So that's the way they always are. And then the easiest way to knock one out is to just grab your pickaxe out. Now, one thing we debated before the show was whether or not we were going to talk about sticky pistons. Sticky pistons are a really, really important part. They're part of the doing doors. And what a sticky piston will do is I'll do a quick demo here. And you can tell it's a sticky piston because if you look at the face, it's got that green-looking face on it instead of just wood.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and throw a stone in front of it. Now, with a traditional piston, let's do it. I'll do it. I should have done this first. A traditional piston, when you do a stone in front of it, then you activate the piston. Watch what happens. The stone gets pushed out.
Okay.
And then when it retracts, the stone stays out there.
Ah, so it's just being pushed.
Yeah, it's just being pushed. Now, you can push a long block. I can't remember what the maximum length is, but it's like 10 or 12 blocks
of
stone that you can push before it will stop activating the piston. With a sticky piston, it still pushes out, of course.
Let me guess, and it stays stuck to it.
Right, it's stuck to it when it comes back. Now, there are limitations on what materials can be activated by a piston. Obsidian, which we used last episode, cannot be activated by a piston. You can't move an obsidian block with a piston.
All right.
Same thing goes for the very bottom level, the I can't think of what it's called now. The admin stone that's at the very bottom of a map can't be moved. Smiley comes to my rescue again. Smiley Mouse does. Says it's 11 blocks long. That's the most you can push with a piston. So there's some basic pistons. We were going to talk about how to make a sticky piston. So a sticky piston, in order to make a sticky piston, you have to use slime.
Slime.
Now, right now, slime is only available by killing, get this, slimes.
What? That's a monster I haven't seen before.
Right. It's a monster we haven't run into. In 1.8, they will only spawn at the bottom 16 layers. I was just looking this up.
All right.
With 1.9, they will spawn in the bottom 40 layers, so they're a lot more accessible. They also are limited on where in a map they will spawn. There's only certain blocks where they will actually show up. So we haven't run into any yet because we haven't built any really large rooms at low enough levels to have one pop up.
All right.
Now, that's a problem because we wanted to talk about sticky pistons. So that was a big debate, whether or not we just cheat and create sticky. Or if we actually, work on doing a room to harvest some mines.
And that's
for
tough.
Slimes.
Yeah, that's tough because, we want to play the game normally. And that's something you would normally find. But, we don't want to spend the entire episode just looking for...
Just digging a hole in the ground. And
stickiness.
That we get some slimes in it.
Right,
so,
slimes.
So I switched to creative mode. I just created some slime.
Right,
and
right.
Chase, you have that slime in your inventory.
I do.
And so why don't you, real quick, figure out how to make... a sticky piston.
Do I need to go back up to the... I guess I need to go...
No, you can do it from right where you are.
You oh, really?
Two spaces.
Well, you said I need to use my existing piston.
Yes.
So there's only...
Throw you another
three,
piston.
Yeah. There's only three different ways that it can go. One piece of slime ball?
One piece of slime, one piston. That's all you need to make a sticky piston.
Oh, well, I just did.
Yep, there you go.
That's
that
easy.
Was hard.
Yeah, that was... that was...
So yeah, there's a sticky piston. Like I said, sticky piston's super useful when you're doing hidden doors, stuff like that.
Right.
We're probably not going to do a hidden door. We'll show the. I think maybe I'll show really quickly the idea behind a hidden door.
Sure.
But actually, building a hidden door takes some time. Let's make sure I get this right. I got to think about it for a second here. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, so you'd have a doorway like this. I need more cobblestone.
Now we need to talk about the switches, or do we?
Right. I'll show you a switch in just a minute. Get out of the way.
Hey, I'm trying to get a shot for people to see. Come on.
Oh.
get out of the way. Fine. I'm going home.
So let me open this middle section back up again. So I'm going to use a. Oh, it's all actually going to be sticky pistons, isn't it? One there, one there, one there, one there. Dig a little further into the wall so that I can access the back of the pistons. And then what we'll put in front of it is... Oh, crap. I keep building them too close. This is why you should really know exactly what you're going to build before you start recording an episode. and then we want a sticky piston there, a sticky piston there. So now take a look at what I built there.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is all of these pistons are sticky pistons.
Every one of them.
Every single one of them.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is, and then I added two cobblestone blocks in front of it.
Right.
I don't know if you can see that.
Yep.
So what's going to happen then is I'm going to go ahead and throw some, I am building this in so the wrong place. I built this whole big giant test chamber and here I am using a little tiny corner of it. So throw some more blocks here, and I did that wrong. And we'll build another block there, and there. Okay, so now if you come to this face, you can see it looks just like a normal wall. There's nothing special here.
Okay.
Now, I didn't do any circuitry. It's all just torch controlled because I don't really care.
Right.
The circuitry is more complicated, not something I want to get into. But the idea is you can have this face right there, and then you'd have a little button next to it.
Right.
And when you hit that button,
this
whole thing extracts. So it comes out of the way, and then you can walk right through the opening. And when you get to the other side, all you do is you push another button that pushes that out and then re-blocks the wall.
Wow, that is...
And I mean, it's a really common thing. I've used it to a similar system to hide a portal in one of my mines because I hate the noise the portal makes. So I put it a long ways away and then I obscured the door because I was bored and wanted to do it.
Wow.
But it's really cool for making hidden doorways. I've seen people who've made these where the only way to open it is to put a torch on the ground in just the right place and it activates the whole door and opens the door.
Wow.
That sort of thing. So it's a really cool thing. People used to use them to try to hide things from griefers on the public servers, so that people wouldn't just steal all their stuff or break all their stuff. That's probably the most common use for pistons and sticky pistons is creating these hidden doors.
Wow, very cool.
There used to be another really good use for it. You could use it to infinitely replicate any block you wanted. That got fixed. That's what we call a bug. a few other things you can do with pistons. Oh, you can create water traps. Let me go grab a couple buckets of water. Or actually, I'll just need one bucket of water, which I have in my backstage area. Let me grab a bucket of water. Hey, get out of here. all right, so I'll go ahead and create a little area back here. And in front of it, I'll put a piston facing this way. And what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'll activate this piston. And again, I'm doing all this with just simple torches.
All right.
But you can do this with circuitry, redstone circuitry, which we'll do a little bit of. So there's a block, right?
Right.
If I take this piston out, you can see the water flows right out. I made a mistake. I can't replace a piston underwater. So so then if I hit that, it closes off the water flow and blocks everything.
Oh, wow.
So we actually had somebody write and talk to us about this. They use a very, very similar system in doing automatic harvesting for wheat.
Yes.
Where you can have a couple water channels or one water channel that goes and flows over an entire field and knocks all the wheat down to a central channel. You just pick it up in one spot. All the wheat's in the seed you pick up, and you can go back and replant all your wheat. And when it's ready to go, you just hit the button again. So there's a couple great uses of pistons. This obviously in this case is not a sticky piston because you don't want that
block to be pushed. Right.
You just want it to stay in place. So, right. But yeah, a piston like this, even though it doesn't look like it should be able to block water, will block water.
Wow. Very neat. Very cool.
Let's see. We talked a little bit about repeaters, how they delay. So we can do a little bit better example. Oh, great. I can't leave you alone with anything.
What?
That'll fix that problem.
Aww. All right.
With repeaters, why don't you come on down here and take a quick look at the repeaters.
All right.
I'll throw another piston at the end here so we get a better idea of how how long things will take.
Okay.
And down at this end, why don't you grab that lever that you have?
Okay.
Lever you crafted earlier?
Yep.
And put it right there on that very last block. So right next to the last repeater block. Oh, these are all backwards. So redstone repeaters are one of the reasons why they've been called diodes is they are direction sensitive.
All right, so there's the lever.
So now,
whoa. Wow.
See how they all light up and turn? Well, let's if you right click on one of these repeaters,
okay,
and you'll see the second one move.
Uh-huh.
That increases the delay. So they've got
They have different
delay settings.
Ah, that's really cool.
So now, if I right click on this, you'll see there's one, then three, then two, then three, and then
why would that be beneficial to have a delay like that?
Well, like I said, this example of the automatic door back here,
right?
You want
I gotcha.
This part actuates first before it retracts out of the way.
Ah, makes sense.
So that's a perfect example of what you want the repeaters for. The other thing a repeater will do is redstone itself will only transmit power for so far.
Oh, and so the repeater, hence the name, why people
show this. Let's see. I guess I can always go back. So what you'll see is when I go ahead and light this off, I think this will be long enough. So I'll go ahead and throw a torch down at this end. And you see how it starts out really bright, and it goes down here a little ways and gets darker and darker and darker. And then
it
right
stops,
here,
right.
It's no longer active. You know, it'll no longer activate something. So if I put a one thing, if you put a torch down, it'll repeat. That's one way to repeat. But a better method is to use a repeater. So if I
why is that a better method?
Well, the torches actually will activate. So a torch with a signal coming into it, depending on how the blocks are set up, will invert the signal that comes into it.
I see.
So let's see if I can remember how to do that. It's been a little while. I need some cobblestone. This side with a torch on this side. Yeah. So now, if you let me destroy that torch you're standing on top of. If I destroy that torch, see how this side lit up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I inverted the signal.
Ah, okay.
So there's power coming into it on one side. So this is starting to get into a little bit more electrical stuff. This is a I can't think of it, but anyway, yeah, it's inverting the signal that's coming into it. This is another method to repeat. The redstone repeaters are a little bit faster to actuate over a distance. That's one of the reasons people use them. They're also that's what they're designed for, and they won't take a signal backwards, like I talked about before. One of the reasons why some people call them diodes is if you put a torch on this side, you can see it did not activate this other side of redstone. But if so it only works one direction. But so there's a few different things.
Very cool.
We could get way more complicated, but I always get a headache when I watch a lot of redstone videos. So,
well, remember, this is basics for us, basics for someone like me. That wants to see how the properties of how redstone works, but not only that, know the best way to use these different types of parts and stuff, because obviously as we start to build things and go into a public type setting, I want to know what to do with this crap. You know, I want to know how different things work like this. So that makes perfect sense. All right. Well, very cool. So, very neat stuff. Now, I know... people are probably wondering, Joe, Chase, when are you guys going to go back to the Nether? You barely went in there.
The Nether scares us.
I know, but we will go back, but we need to build. I mean, obviously, I need to build my defenses because for some reason I lost everything. So what I will do is before we're all done here and Joe's cleaning up right now is I'm going to unload my stuff into my chest and we'll go to sleep real quick, just kind of save things up, and then we'll move on to the questions and Minecraft messages and feedback. So,
all right, I'll leave the stuff intact. There's no real reason not to.
Okay,
I'll even put the water back in here in case you want to come down and play with it at some point.
No problem. So let me go into my chest here.
All right, and we have enough iron and stuff like that. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to use the bed. But we could go out there and harvest all that wheat. Look at all that nice wheat.
Oh, we should. Let me go ahead and I need... Oh, I don't have a sickle.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
To harvest, you don't need anything. Just hold down shift as you walk over the field.
People get mad when I use the wrong tool for the job, though.
When you're harvesting, it doesn't make a difference. If we were planting, you'd have to use a sickle. So, or a spade or a hoe or whatever the heck it is. So, yeah, just hold down shift when you walk, and it will be just fine. And we should have enough seed that I think we'll be able to do another. And so while you're harvesting those, I'll go ahead and replant on this side. Oh, let me... there you go. Oh, and we dropped a little bit in the middle here. So, like I said, this is the perfect situation. These kind of farms like this, for using the water controlled pistons, because we could set up a system at one end that just dumped water into this, and the water would knock all the wheat down once it was fully grown, and would just let it run all the way to the other end, and we could just have a trench that it all runs into and pick it all up from there.
Very cool.
So, but there, right, we got a lot of wheat out of that one. That was a good harvest. You missed the gate.
I know.
Make sure you close behind you.
Well, I want it close. There it goes. All right.
So, yeah. So between the episodes, we'll make sure that we get you all outfitted again with full armor and stuff like that. And I think something I'm gonna work on trying to do is I spent a little bit of time before this episode trying to figure out where I can find some frickin' chickens. and I did not find any. Kind of frustrating because I know we ran into them before. But I'd like to start a chicken farm going so that we have access to more arrows. The chickens we can get feathers out of them, which is why we need the chickens to make arrows. And once we have more arrows, then I think we can go back to the Nether, maybe take down a ghast or two, at least try. And I think that would be good.
All right, so I'm going to put my things away. And we can go to sleep.
Yeah. That's the only reason you want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is our new sleep music, by the way.
Yeah, we do have an extended cut of All right.
Nobody wants to listen to it for that long.
All right. So there we go. So good stuff. We talked about redstone, talked about pistons, sticky pistons. Yep. Which always reminds me for some reason of thinking of South Park sticky bridges. You got your sticky bridges, but anyway.
We did, so we did basic redstone, a little bit of basic redstone, not very much.
Right.
One of these upcoming episodes, there's actually a great, great video if you want to do a door and you don't want to put a lot of time into it. There's a video, if you YouTube search for hidden Minecraft door in 60 seconds, I think. The guy who puts those out, he does a great job. He literally builds a complete working door in less than 60 seconds, a working hidden door like we half built down there. It's a really cool video. That's a one I highly recommend you check out. And that one can be activated with just a handle. So you just flip a handle and it opens, you know, shuts the door. You flip back and the door opens back up. It's really cool.
Very cool.
So we did that. Talked a little bit about that. We did showed you how to build torches, levers, buttons, and then finally pistons. And of course, you know how to build a redstone trail. You just use
stone and you put it right on the ground.
Yeah, right click on the ground and you build a trail.
Very good.
So I think that covers quite a bit of, actually a fair amount of redstone stuff. From there, you can figure out how to do all kinds of other stuff. I mean, that's how most of the people who know how to do all this stuff, did it, is they figured all that crap out on their own.
Yes.
We'll get into maybe if there's demand, we could get into some switches and NOR gates, that sort of thing. That gets a little bit more technical, but they are useful for different things. So.
Very good. Very good. Well, now it's time for us to head out to the mailbox and read some of those Minecraft Me messages. Right.
Minecraft Me messages.
All right. So emails coming in from all over the world on this edition of Minecraft messages. You ready for them, Joe?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. First one I want to talk about. Is this came in from Green Man 5, writing in from Australia, or New South Wales, Australia, NSW, which I know what that is. Let me turn off that sound. writes in, he actually wrote in a couple of episodes ago. I forgot to bring it up last episode. So he writes, can you limit the download of your show to 200 megs, not 400 megs, because it takes like 2 hours on my fast connection? All right, so here's the deal. I understand that file sizes can be a problem when it comes to video. Believe me, I know. I've been doing this for a while, and that's one of the problems that it can happen, trying to get that secret sauce, trying to get the right compression without losing quality. That being said, the thing is we want to put out the episode at a decent resolution so you can actually read the little text that Minecraft puts out there without going so big that, you know, it kind of takes away from the scope and the beauty of the game. So that being said, unfortunately, since we are doing an hour-long show, I can't squeeze it much anymore. However, if you are having bandwidth issues for downloading, you can always watch the YouTube version of the show. And then, you know, watch it in bits and pieces if you wish. But unfortunately, I can't squeeze the video file sound. I will say this, though. You know, for an hour, for decently, you know, standard high quality, you know, 400 to 500 megs isn't that bad. But I apologize. There's not much I can do. I've been using a lot of different techniques. Capcom Kid NN writes in, "Hey, Chase, Joe, when you use your beds, if you want to set your spawns there, you have to leave the bed before skipping the night. I did not know this. And I guess if we set our spawns to our beds and skip the night, before skipping the night, then our compasses would work." We need to test this, though. We used our compasses on our maps last time, so...
I believe it won't reset your compass position, but it will reset your spawn point.
Okay.
So, if your bed is a... No. So, yeah, it says beds also set your spawn point to the location of the bed. If bed is dread, spawn point resets. So... The compass always points to the map-based spawn point, not to your previous spawn point, which is something we figured out in another episode. But this, if we only spend part of the night in the bed, so you get in the bed, you get back out of the bed real quickly, then the next time you die, you will wake up in that bed instead of waking up at the base spawn point, which is, in your case, you found out where it is this time.
That's right. Hey, Minecraft Meers. I'm Transparent Pizza. I'm another podcaster on iTunes. You may have heard of me from Minecraft to the Extreme. I like the show, although so things to improve. Try not to spend too much time talking. It kind of gets boring, and I skip it. Well, I'm sorry. This is what we do. This is our show. We banter.
We are boring people. I mean, not boring people that you should listen to.
Right. Keep downloading the show.
It's not like it's C-PAN. Come on.
Also, please stop calling Stone Rock. Also, it's really annoying when you realize you made beds and who's arguing over whose bed, and then you've changed beds. Anyway, liking the show pretty much. Keep it up. I love to join you guys on a public server as well. He gave us the information for that. So thank you for writing in. We had an email saying, "Hey, Joe and Chase, can you please tell me your server?" We don't have one yet. Joe, you want to read the first email in the Minecraft me at geekgamer.tv email?
Sure. That's David Monson.
Yep.
David Monson is saying, "Hey, you guys, I watch your podcasts on iTunes and love them. I sent a video response the other day, and you called me No Name Steaks."
Sorry.
"My Minecraft name is Minnesota Steaks." Sorry about
big
that.
Big difference. There's a big difference. There's a No Name Steaks out there. And no, I
don't. "Can you show how to do obsidian above ground away from two actual sources? I've seen before that you can make your own obsidian, make your own obsidian maker anywhere you want, but not 100% sure on how to build it." You can make obsidian pretty much anywhere you want. You just need the two ingredients. Obsidian is always made by combining a water block and a lava source block. Now, doing so destroys the lava source block. It turns it into obsidian. So if you... on our portal.
All right. Very good. Adrian writes in from Southwest Missouri. He says, "Hey guys, I'm a veteran Minecraft builder, but I still love the show." Well, thank you. I think you should go over pistons, because there are all kinds of cool things you could do with them, like auto-fixing bridges and hidden doors. Keep up the good work. Well, guess what?
We just did.
If you watched, rewind.
If you reached this point, yeah.
Where was that? No, I'm not kidding. Joe, you're up next.
Oh, man.
I'm just using the little arrow. You know, there's like an arrow in the top.
I know, but I keep trying. I'm working on building signs that we can put above our beds so that we know who's best.
Oh, gee, like Bert and Ernie.
"Hi, guys. This is from Sam Weber. Hi, guys. I love your show. But could you perhaps make something other than your cave, like a watchtower or a house? And could you later, when you have more resources, go on to build something big like a castle? Sounds great. We'd love to do that. Chase and I only spend about an hour in the server a week." And because we're trying not to do too much stuff behind the scenes, I mean, I built a small room for us to do the redstone tests in this time, but we're trying not to do a whole lot of stuff off camera or, you know, that sort of thing. So it's kind of hard, because I don't know about you, but I get bored of watching the Play With Me Minecraft episodes where it's just a guy building something for 30 episodes.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to do something different here. And actually show stuff how to do it. How?
Yeah. Yeah. How do?
How
yeah.
do? Yes. Shannon writes, "Hey guys, Chase, you have to change your skin. Your one is terrible. Here's a good skin for you." So I didn't use that one. I'll save that one for a future one. So I do have one here. That being said, in connection with that one, from a different person, Jacob writes in, looks like from Germany. He's got a .de address. "Hi, Chase. Chakotay again, I think. I don't know. I just keep screwing that name up. I forgot to say last time that I played Minecraft for about 3 months. And Joseph, you pronounced my name right." How did you pronounce it?
Which email are we on?
Jacob. Jacob? Ben. Anyway, I'll move on.
Benke?
Yeah, that's it. Yes. So I'm going to.
Chalky?
Yes. So he used our SkinCraft tool and made skins for the both of us. Joe's took a screenshot, hopefully, of what I looked like. And I'll post that on our webpage, GeekGamerTV/MinecraftMe. So thank you. Thanks for making us skins. Joe, maybe you should.
That's awesome.
Joe, you should use that one for the next show, and I'll take a. Well, we'll see you on video. So.
Yeah.
So there you go. What's the next one, Joe? From Jamie.
Next email is from Jamie Rennie.
Mm-hmm.
"Hi, guys. I'm loving the show. Only recently started playing Minecraft, and you've taught me some really useful tips. Thanks a lot. So my question is, where can you find wolves, as I haven't come across any yet? By the way, I live in England."
That's right. Terrible. I know. That's really bad.
Anyway, wolves are... they're relatively random. I know they spawn in certain areas more frequently. I'm actually not exactly sure. I haven't done a whole lot with wolves yet. They came in during my time period of not really playing the game very much. The cool thing about wolves, and the reason you're probably looking for them, and the reason why we should spend an episode looking for one, is you can tame a wolf. If you have bones that you get from skeletons, which we've killed several skeletons, you can throw them at the wolf. And if you throw enough of them, eventually the wolf will become tame and will turn into a dog, and then will follow you around the map until it falls into lava and dies. It usually happens that way. wolves are really, really cool. Wolves, it says here, according to the Minecraft Wiki, wolves will spawn on all difficulty levels, including peaceful, but only in pine forest and taiga biomes. So look for a pine forest or a taiga biome. I really am not exactly sure what a taiga biome is.
All right.
It's a boreal forest. So look for forests. There you go.
Hey, guys, this is Union Pacific Model 17. Must be a train fan. And I am from Northern Colorado. My question for you is, will you ever do something like the show you currently have for Minecraft, but for other games, say World of Warcraft? P.S. You guys rock and keep doing what you are doing. I will never play World of Warcraft. Sorry, folks. So therefore, there will not be a World of Warcraft me.
How about Star Trek Online?
There's already one being done, and it's called Stoked, and it's a really good show. Jupiter Broadcasting does that. No, I was thinking, Joe, that we could do something called Obscure Games Weekly, where we cover one really obscure game like Street Cleaning Simulator 2011. I think that would be a great podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, that could be definitely interesting.
All right. We talked about the Wolves email. That was repeated twice. Love the series. Christina wrote back in talking about Diamonds using his mom's account. Name's Brandon. Got an email from Aractor talking about servers. I know PDXLN has received discounts through eoreality.net, and they are offering Minecraft servers, so it may be worth considering. Joe, you might want to, you know, since you're in the know, maybe we can...
That's actually coming from Aractor, a PDXLN regular.
Yeah.
And, I think he's a part sometimes staff member.
Yeah.
I remember. There have been so many staff members. I know who Aractor is, though. I just can't remember.
Yes, I do, too.
A big shout out to Aractor.
Yes.
He has been staff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing too, we'd love to have a server provider that'd be willing to provide us one for free, and then we would, you know, plug them as a sponsor of the show.
That'd be cool. And the sponsor that or the server host that he recommended here accepts donations too. So I know we could set up a server and put up a donations thing on the website to support the server if that was something people were interested in.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But yeah, I looked through it real quick. I thought it sounded like they had some pretty good deals. Yes, he is staff again. Thank you, Mouse. Mouse is always helpful. So yeah, I think that's great. We have talked about doing a server. I've talked about trying to host it out of my house. I think I have hardware for it somewhere. But doing it through a hosting provider would be better because I wouldn't have to worry about whether or not I'm breaking my ISP's terms of service.
That's true, yes. And this way, we can feel comfortable in just letting it go and letting.
That's true. I wouldn't have to worry too much about somebody hacking my network, although I have it segregated.
Yeah. Hi guys, huge fan of Minecraft Me. I especially like the comedy you two put into it. Well, thank you. We try not hard enough. So far, you guys are doing things great, like running away from an angry guest. That was me. I was like,
I've never met a nice guest. Yeah. So.
The only thing that you should know is you might want an obsidian house in the Nether, because a ghast could always come along and blow up your stone house. Keep working hard in Minecraft. You're doing great. From Dan Greco, age 11, in Connecticut. Well, thank you, Dan. Thanks for watching the show as well. Hi, Joe and Chase. I'm Ice Fire Ward from Kansas City, Kansas. Not Missouri. Kansas. Make sure we get it right. First off, I think your podcast is freaking awesome. I downloaded it from iTunes at my school on my school Mac Air. He's got a Mac Air for school? Jeez, that's awesome.
And it's a high school, too.
I know. First off, you guys, if you guys create a public server, can you guys make it non-premium? Me and my old friends go to Washington High School and play Minecraft every day. However, we are only freshmen and cannot pay for a premium account on Minecraft.net. Wait a minute, huh? Non-premium. What does this mean, Joe?
There's a couple different possibilities here. One is he's talking about Minecraft Classic, which is an older version, which is free to play.
All right.
And does have multiplayer, but it doesn't have survival. It doesn't have a lot of the new stuff that current Minecraft has, Minecraft Beta or Minecraft Final in a few hours here. I am not sure, but I think he might be talking about... let's say not registered,
not kosher version, maybe.
Which, if that's the case, you know, I understand if you're a high school student, money can be short. I was a high school student once too, but Minecraft is not that expensive, especially compared to games like Modern Warfare 3 or Battlefield 3. And it's worthwhile to pick it up. You're supporting a relatively small company. He's Notch is a pretty good guy. I have met him personally, very very briefly. And by all accounts, he's a great guy, and it'd be worthwhile to support him and his future activities in what he does, because he did make a really, really good game, and he did pour a lot of heart and soul into it. That said, when we do set up a server, because I'm sure it's not an if at this point, it will be a Minecraft, a premium server, a so-called premium server. It will be for registered owners of Minecraft or people who've bought Minecraft. If that's a problem, maybe we can come up with a way I have an extra account. If you're somebody who really, really wants to play on the server but can't afford your own thing, we set up a method where we could loan an account to you for a few days and let you get in, get your feet wet, and then hopefully you'll be in a position where you can buy yourself. But I really don't think we can support pirating the game, because that's really not cool.
No.
It's not something that Chase or I support at all. So,
no. And
especially from a small developer.
Right. And it's one of those things that, you know, honestly, it's not very expensive.
No, it's going to go up tomorrow. It's going to be about $30 US. But I mean, even that, like I said, that's less than half the price of any modern first tier title right now. And you locked into updates for pretty much ever. So it's worthwhile.
Yeah, I agree completely. And, you know, it's one of those things that, pay for it. You know, if you can afford it, and if you can't afford it, save up some money. It's well worth it. You know, it's one of those things, because obviously the developers have worked hard to make an incredible game, and it's ongoing, which is the best part.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeze writes in again and says, "Hey guys, still love the show. Love the show. And episode number 9 on the island close to the lava, there was a pumpkin. Get it." Parody recommendation, TNT by Captain Sparkles. Keep up the good work. Well, first off, we will be playing out the show tonight, or today, or whenever you're listening to this, with that parody. So we'll have that at the end of the show. But there was a pumpkin. I totally missed it, Joe. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the pumpkin.
Oh, and we left.
I ignored it. Sorry.
Fine.
Well, I'll go get it. I'll go get it.
Okay. Hi, Chase and Joe. I like to say that I am from England, another England, since that in the past few episodes has come up to say where I'm from, and I love your show. Another suggestion for the parody of TNT in this email as well. So that will be at the end of the show. And then finally, last email. We're not ending on a high note for emails. Hey, guys, if you could send me your map that you play on, I'll send you mine. That's if you can. Well, I guess we could send the map, right? I mean, we have that ability.
I think probably the best bet is just to give everybody the seed. Because we can give them the seed and they can generate the... Well, they can't because the map was initially generated under 1.7.
Okay.
So unfortunately, it doesn't quite work that way. And if I could send the level.dat out, which is enough to regenerate the world, but it wouldn't contain all the changes we've made to it. So there's not really a really good way to distribute a map like this. That's one of the problems with Minecraft. I mean, you could zip it up into one file, but I don't think we're quite ready to do that. I'm thinking that when we set up our own server, we might have a section set aside or do something with having our map that we play in the show available on the server. So if you want to go and wander around those areas and grief them, because I know you're all evil out there. Not everybody. But
yeah.
You are.
Me. I'm terribly bad.
Maybe we'll set something like that up or have days that'll have our show map on it, that sort of thing. Give people a chance to look around. But it's really not that impressive because we don't spend that much time in it. We only spend about an hour during the show in that map.
That's right. And so. We honestly do that. I do that to really keep the tutorial factor, you know, to really learn how to play the game on the fly like you would normally do. When you're learning a game, you know, you don't get to do things ahead of time. You just learn as you play, and that's what I've been doing, and Joe's been showing me along the way, and that's what we've been doing, so which is great stuff. Remind you folks that, you know, we do...
You're not going to believe this.
What?
We got another email.
What, just now?
Just now, 7 minutes ago.
When? Just now?
7 minutes. Now. 7 minutes ago.
Oh, okay then.
From Korea.
That's awesome. Why don't you read it? Live.
It says, what?
Read it live, like right now.
Oh, read it live. Yeah, yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Good thing that a lot of conversation. This is from Korea, so. But look a little more interesting to talk to people. I think more fun. Sorry, some joke and talk too fast.
Sorry, my bad English.
Sorry, my bad English. So he's Korean, but I kind of understand what he means. He thinks we talk too quickly and he doesn't understand all we're saying.
Oh, okay. And it would be interesting if we talked to other people, perhaps?
I agree 100%. It'd be cool if we got some interviews with other people or brought some other people in on the show.
All right.
That sort of thing. I know we've talked about trying to get a Notch interview, which...
It's tough.
It's tough, but maybe.
You look like Notch, so that could help.
I should totally find a fedora and just come on the show as, you know.
As Notch.
Oh, Joe's not going to be on the show tonight, but we got Notch.
We got Notch.
I'll try to do my best Swedish Swedish accent, which will suck terribly. So,
well, that reminds me, you know, Altman in Korea. Thanks for writing in, by the way. My wife is Korean. So, hey, pretty cool. We want your comments and your feedback. So please keep them coming in at minecraftme@geekgamer.tv. But I especially want to put a call out. If you want to create a video for our show or an audio type of feedback, if you want to create a video, just upload it to YouTube and then send us a link and keep the video to a minute or less, please. So 1 minute or less video. Or if you want to send us an audio voicemail, you can do that too. Just send it as an attachment, MP3, WAVE. If it's something audio style format, we'll play it for it. Play it here on the air.
You can use AUG if you want.
AUG is fine. But any type of multimedia feedback, we want to hear from you. So video is preferred, which is great. If you want to send a video feedback or question, upload it to YouTube, then send us the link and we'll play it back on the show. Or audio is fine as well. MinecraftMe@geekgamer.tv. Now, just to let everybody know, next week is Thursday, the 24th of November, and that is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States of America. So we will not be having a show next week. So it'll be 2 weeks until the next Minecraft Me, which will be on Thursday, December 1st. So don't panic. You know, spend some time eating some turkey, creating some great stuff, and then we'll be back. But it gives you 2 long weeks to send us your questions, to send us your comments, to send us your feedback, and we'll keep doing what we're doing. Any final words, Mr. Joe?
I don't think so.
All right. Sorry, I just blacked out, Joe. There we go.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, Joe, thanks again, sir. Much appreciated. And yes, we will have. I want to have. You know, we're getting to the point where we want to see your creations, and you know, we will probably be picking our guests based upon the feedback and videos and stuff that we receive. I know we've received a lot of requests. Hey, we want to be on your show. We want to be on your show, but we kind of want to know how you present yourself in a medium. You know, kind of like a screener, if you want to call it that. You know, we want someone we have a good conversation with, and, you know, some of the emails that we've received, you know, it's hard for Joe and I to parse through because of grammar's not so great, the punctuation, you know, things like that. And if it's coming across that way in an email, it might be that difficult on a real show. So, which makes sense, right, Joe?
Yeah, we don't talk the best, but...
me no English, not good.
Yeah.
And that's not making fun of the people who write in. That's just me personally. I just, I suck at that.
Yeah, we're both bilingual.
Yes.
English and bad English.
So, folks, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy it. Spend some great time with your family, friends, playing Minecraft, playing video games, watching football, whatever you do. And stay tuned because I'm going to be playing the TNT parody of Dynamite. But if you've already seen it, you can go ahead and turn off the podcast now. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. Send us your feedback, and we'll see you in 2 weeks for another edition of Minecraft Me. Take care, everybody. Have a great one.
Came to dig, 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 dig. I'll build a city oh so big, 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 big. Just wait a sec, gotta kill this pig, 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 pig. Cook me some bacon, take a swig, 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 swig. Yeah, yeah, there must be something I can craft to ease the burden of this task, yeah. I shoot my arrows in the air sometimes.
What's going on? My name is Jordan, or Captain Sparkles, as my YouTube channel would suggest, and what you just watched was a collaborative effort on behalf of both myself and my friend Igor, or Tryhard Ninja, who was responsible for the song's vocals. If you're unfamiliar with him, his YouTube page is linked in the description. He's a really nice guy, he's hugely talented, and has done and will continue to do more of these musical parodies in the future, and I think without a doubt, you'll really enjoy his stuff. I, on the other hand, was responsible for assembling, animating, and editing the visuals, as well as recreating the Dynamite instrumental using Minecraft's noteblocks and writing the lyrics with a bit of input from Igor. Also, an enormous thanks goes out to Igor's friend Chris, whose channel is also linked below. He did an incredible job producing the song, mixing the noteblock tracks I sent him with Igor's vocals and some synthesizers in order to give the song its depth. Anyway, that's about it. I really do hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you later.